You could play crickets for 20 minutes and then start after that.
Honey, I don't want to be another big fatty.
Now, I don't think anybody could be a big fatty, do you think?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 45 of the BFO for Thursday, April the 3rd. And coming up on today's show, y'all, I am going to play you 4 minutes of pure horror. And I do mean horror. And, you know, then I'm going to tell you about fried bologna. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Today's show is a pure train wreck. So you might want to move the kids into another room or, you know, call your favorite train wreck lovers or whatever, because it's going to be a pure train wreck. Now, y'all, I have a couple of things I want to tell you about before we get into the 4 minutes of pure horror. I want to let everyone know that I am now posting the shows. I figured out after Tim from Tim Call an Ambulance helped me update the WordPress that I can schedule when the show will post. So I'm going to start posting the show at 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time so that you have the correct date in the iTunes that corresponds with the correct date of the show. Unlike another podcaster who, you know, knows damn good and well you're not going to listen to it till the next day, and yet he post it the day before, and it's just all confusing, but I'm not going to get into that. Now, y'all, Big Fatty's phone rings this afternoon, and I've had these little rants before, but I'm just going to tell you again. Big Fatty's phone rings this afternoon, and on the I say hello, and on the other end I hear, "Can I speak to Wisteria?" Do I fucking sound like somebody named Wisteria? And first of all, who the fuck names their child Wisteria? You know, that's like naming your child Linoleum or something like that. I mean, you know, it does remind me of the joke of the woman who was having twins, and she was in a, she during the birthing process, she went into the she went into a coma, and so they had, and she was in this coma for weeks, and so they had to call the woman's sister in to name the children. And it was one little girl and one little boy, and they were born, and they were fine and everything. And the woman comes out of the coma, and the nurse says, "Well, you know, your sister name the children, because we needed to give them names and you couldn't do it or anything." And she goes, "Oh, she's just kind of crazy, you know, I'm worried." And she goes, "Well, what did she name the little girl?" And the nurse says, "She named the little girl Denise." "Oh, well, you know, that's not so bad." She said, "Well, what did she name the little boy?" "The nephew." And speaking of that poopy music, y'all, I'm listening to Reagan Fox over on his podcast today. He played the poopy music about half a dozen times. Now, speaking of podcasts, I want to play you 4 minutes, and I've alluded to this twice earlier in the week, 4 minutes of Tim Cormall from Tim Call an Ambulance and Tim from Termini's Single, who was on Tim Cormall's show last week. They obviously had not a fucking thing to do. So last night, Big Fatty went through, and he recorded what you're about to hear, and it's 4 minutes of them talking about Big Fatty. And, yeah, it's a train wreck. But, you know, you become accustomed to that.
Well, hello there, everyone. This is Tim Cormall, and you are listening to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, episode number 62.
Because I was on the gays with Big Fatty, and I think that Big Fatty was like, be on the gays.
Well, you know, we love the fat one.
He cracked.
Big Fatty!
I'm sorry. The Connie McCunt thing, the first go around.
Oh my God, that was the funniest story ever. That was the best Big Fatty ever. And I have to listen to the BFO. The Big Fatty online. And you know Big Fatty's being sued. Have you heard that? But did you hear the Charles Nelson Reilly story?
Yes, I heard that one on Big Fatty.
Actually, that was on Big Fatty. So I got a little confused. That's right, that was on the BFO. But enough about the BFO.
I was on Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, Ryan's like, we're going to get Big Fatty on. I'm like, okay.
Wah, 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 wah. Sweet mother of God, as Big Fatty would say.
I don't see him online.
I don't see him online. He's probably watching one of those reality TV shows. Dancing with the Tards or something like that. Wow. I'm sure he's watching the basketball. Fatty doesn't use the computers or the cell phones. You know, I don't have to watch it because all I have to do is listen to, you know, Big Fatty or Ruined.
Exactly.
Ruined!
And I have Big Fatty's blessing, so I'm very happy for this.
Oh, yes, I did hear about this.
The Ruined Podcast of the Month.
Yes, yes.
Most Ruined Podcast.
For the Most Ruined Podcast.
The Most Ruined Podcast of the Year.
What's the worst podcast you listen to? Please vote now.
It's the Most Ruined.
Now, I'm surprised Big Fatty didn't think of that. He could have put a poll.
He said he didn't have time to do it, and he wouldn't remember to do it. So he goes, you can do it. So I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, because he's too worried about his horror.
Exactly.
You know.
Because I told him he's got the lifetime achievement in Ruined Podcasts. I heard my message on Big Fatty.
Now, this one comes to us from some hammock. I think there's a hammock involved.
Ruined.
Yeah, some ruined person. Big Fatty.
He's great.
Oh, that's just, finger. For the Big Fatty. Because, you know, Big Fatty, next time you have your, your bag phone, and you're like trying to call me an ambulance, Tim. You know, I think this is what you're gonna hear.
Hello, Sarah. Sarah.
This is a recording.
So, Big Fatty, take your bag phone on back to Hooterville, and call Miss Sarah. Oh, I love you, Big Fatty. More than my luggage. You called the finger line. Well, no, wait. That's Big Fatty. What am I saying? We can call the fat one.
Please send your fax now.
Now, see, I want to send him a fax with a big finger. Ruined!
Okay, you're up for the ruined one.
But since I helped bring the fat one back on the airwaves... And thank you to you and to Big Fatty.
Y'all, I am so, so sorry. So, so sorry you had to endure that. But there's only one thing I can do to make it all better for you. Oh, Lord. Now, y'all, today's Memory Lane music really is one of Big Fatty's all-time favorites. Thank you. Y'all, that has got to be one of the easiest memory lane musics yet. That was from My Favorite Martian, which was on CBS from September 29th, 1963 to September 4th, 1966. There were 107 episodes. And y'all, this really dates me. 75 of them were in black and white and 32 were in color. Yes, so color came in the middle of My Favorite Martian. Show starred Ray Walston as Uncle Martin and Bill Bixby as Tim O'Hara. Now, Tim was a newspaper reporter for the Los Angeles Sun, and on his way home one evening, he saw this spaceship coming down, and he goes and investigates, and he takes Martin in as his roommate, and he takes the Martian in as his roommate and passes him off as Uncle Martin. Now, Uncle Martin has various unusual powers. He can raise two retractable antennae and become invisible. He's telepathic and can read minds, and he can also levitate objects with the motion of his finger, and he communicates with animals. Y'all, it was just one of those mindless 60s TV shows that, you know, the fat one just loved it. Yeah, that's right. And you know what else the fat one loves? Yeah, that's right.
Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Tom, aka the Ramble Redhead, and I have two other people right here. Say hello.
Hi, Fatty.
That was Joe. And then we have the mystery guest. Say hi, mystery guest.
Oh, Lord.
Who are you?
I'm Lala Lauren.
Yes, Lauren, the fabulous listener of the Little Fatty Cast and the Big Fatty Online, and we were at this bar getting some adult beverages, and we decided to call you and say hello. So, what do you want to say, Lauren?
Ruined.
Trash.
Get fat, or get fat, or be fat. Get drunk, and so, say me.
Me.
Say me.
No.
Okay, bye.
Say me. No. Yeah, that was Tom the Ramble Redhead along with Joe, his other half, and Lauren, who evidently listens to the show, and they were out having beverages. How about that? So, now, a reminder to all of my listeners and to the podcasters that also listen. Next week is non-podcaster listener week, because this week I'm only playing voice letters from podcasters who listen. So next week is for listeners who are not podcasters. And speaking of someone who's a little disgruntled by this decision on the Big Fatty's part, ladies and gentlemen, the Godfather.
Hi, Big Fatty. You know who this is, so I don't need to tell you, but I have two things. One, I think I have an issue with your voicemail calls next week saying that you're only going to play the ones from listeners. Well, even though I'm a podcaster, I'm also a listener, so I think there's a technicality there. Anyway, the other thing is I just listened to your Wednesday show, and I don't remember the TV show, Please Don't Eat the Daisies, but I remember the movie, Please Don't Eat the Daisies, with Doris Day, and the song that I remember was the one that she sang that goes, please, please don't eat the daisies, don't eat the daisies. Do you remember that song that goes with the movie? Anyway, that's all I have. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Y'all, he may be a listener, but he don't listen. You know, I have made it quite clear that I would just as soon you just keep calling. It's just next week, it's only going to be calls from people who are not podcasters that I'm going to play. And, oh, Lord. Now, I only have one more voice letter from a podcaster listener. And then I've got one, two, three, four. I've got five already for next week to play from non-podcasting listeners. So let's hear our last message, voice letter to the bag phone from a listener podcaster.
Oh, ruined. Absolutely ruined. Naturally, Big Fatty, the second I try to call your listener line, a fire truck comes along as a four-alarm poopy. This is Eric from Confessions of a Southern Boy, of course. I was calling to leave you a gosh and gay moment that's definitely not good, but I went to the gym the other day, and I was in the locker room, and who was there but my favorite little troll I have nicknamed Pinky. Now, I don't think it'll take very much trying to figure out why I call him Pinky, but he really frequently enjoys walking around without a towel on, and how shall we say, his endowment is not very endowed. Bum, bum, and he likes to touch it. So definitely not good, definitely gay, and definitely makes me go, gosh, me.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, there is only one thing that could possibly come after that phone call from Eric the Southern Boy. Yes, that's right. The skull herself came by the coal mine today. Y'all, she does not change. She had on the powder blue outfit, and she came by for the special luncheon we had at the coal mine today, and she was just all, oh, Lord. And I'm sure that if she were at the gym and walking around without her towel on, she would be touching herself. And yes, Eric, you would call her Pinky also. Y'all, when I went to the grocery store this week, they had the good Oscar Mayer bologna on sale. Now, I don't usually buy the bologna, but y'all, I was hearkened back to my childhood when I would take out the frying pan and put a little butter in it and split from the center to one edge of the bologna after peeling off the red wrapper around the edge of the bologna. Oh, Lord. And Big Fatty would fry himself up a fried bologna sandwich. Now, you can't just heat it up. You've got to burn it, because fried bologna is not good unless you get the good burnt taste on it. Oh, y'all. Fried bologna sandwiches. Do you love a fried bologna sandwich? If you don't, then I don't know what I'm going to... I bet you Eric loves a fried bologna sandwich because he grew up in Louisiana. I bet Jeremiah likes them too. In fact, I got a call from Jeremiah today. We're going to play it next week because Jeremiah is a listener. Y'all, go out and have a fabulous Thursday and think about fried bologna sandwiches at Big Fatty. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.